the zoning is a big deal because we, you know, believe that the idea is a recommendation eventually will be to the borough of where marijuana can be sold once it's fully legalized and implemented, and where it can be enjoyed or used or smoked or, you know, whatever. There's edibles, all the different variables of that, where that can be used. And then, of course, where it can be grown, there is an amount that individuals as well as businesses are allowed. There's so many regulations involved, so we'll be eventually tackling all those issues. Right now, I think we've narrowed it down to our basics are just, are there areas that deserve some sort of a buffer zone, you know, be that 100 feet or 500 feet or 1,000 feet? Are there such areas? Do we want anything buffered? If so, what areas do we want buffered, and what size would that buffer be? And again, we're just having great discussions with the committee, and we heard some input from some people in the audience there, so we're just...
So did you agree that there should be some areas in the borough that should have buffer zones?
I wouldn't say we've agreed. I think we talked about it, and that may be our first question to address. I do know that when the full committee met, as well as the safety, there has been an emphasis on kids. Obviously, as me being principal of the high school, middle school, my emphasis will be on protecting kids. At the end of the day, when we look at it, the city is already zoned through the Planning and Zoning Committee and the borough already. So we know that those, I think, will already set some guidelines that will keep a lot of areas. We're not gonna see a dispensary open up in the middle of Severson subdivision. You know, it's not zoned already, and we wouldn't want to, and we don't have the authority to supersede those type of zoning. So I think it's eventually going to come down to just basic zoning. And we all know as a committee, all of us in all three subcommittees or the committee as a whole, is that the state really hasn't set things up. They've given it to the Alcohol Control Board, and it's kind of an arm of them, at least it is right now, as far as the state of Alaska and regulating marijuana. So, and they haven't told us what they're going to do. So we all know we don't want to get too far down the road and then end up and the state tells us X, Y, and Z, and we have to backpedal. So we don't want to get to that point. We're really at the point of what are discussions, what's important for Petersburg, which could be very different than, you know, Anchorage or Cake or whatever. So we really do want to talk about that, and we're listening to what the citizens say, whether it's on the street or coming to our meeting. So we're trying to put it all together.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask if the members of the committee were kind of approaching it in an open way, or are people coming from positions of opinion?
I would say I think everybody, I don't know, I can speak for myself, obviously, as I've said before, I certainly have an agenda for being on there, and that's the interest of the schools and protecting children from the educational place, and what the education could look like as we teach children as they start to see it more and it becomes legal in Alaska. And I do believe, I mean, it's a great committee because we've got, you know, the police chief is on it, we've got a couple borough members on it, you know, there's a guy in there I play soccer with, he's a great guy, there's a fisherman, a long time, you know, fishing family, a gentleman there who's great. So it's a great mix, which that's how we want it. We want all different, you know, occupations, ages, walks of life in there represented. And I do believe all of us are also talking to people we know, so we get a good sample. Again, it is the will of the voters that it was legalized, and we do truly represent the borough and what people want. It isn't, hopefully, individual agendas, although we certainly all bring our personal biases.
Just looking at the school, I could see where there would be details that would need to be worked out. I mean, certainly it's never going to be legal to smoke marijuana in the school, but in terms of the buffer zones, there are homes across the street from the schools,
yeah,
and that kind of thing.
That buffer idea is something, because that could stretch into a, you know, if we say, if someone says, boy, it's got to be 1,000 feet, which no one is saying, but just that is one idea. If it's got to be 1,000 feet from the schools and that stretches into a commercially zoned where you can have retail businesses, well, then that's a discussion, because there is a little bit of a conflict, and is that okay? Those are the type of discussions we're trying to have. Again, what's good for Petersburg, maybe not necessarily maybe good for other cities in the state.
And then public places, I think the state is leaning towards, you know, you cannot smoke pot in public places.
That's what I've heard. Again, I don't know that for sure, but that's what I've heard the state is going
at. And
then
you need to define exactly what public places means,
yeah,
here,
yeah,
in the borough.
Yes, exactly. That is one of the tasks. Really, I think that'll come down to the entire, I don't know if that fits tightly within a subcommittee, but that seems like a combination of all three. So that would just go back to the main committee to make those definitions. Yeah.
Okay. And so it sounds like you're going to be meeting on a monthly basis.
Yeah, that's the hope and plan. The main, when we all get together as a full group for the marijuana committee, those have been happening a little less frequently. And again, that's okay, because the state hasn't really told us what we can and can't do yet anyway. And they will be obviously the parent of what we decide. So, but yeah, we're trying to meet, the subcommittees are trying to meet every month. And that's been happening so far.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that update.
Yeah, you're very welcome.